Now, the Health Minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, stated that preparations for the national health insurance are progressing rapidly despite a court decision to suspend its execution. As of the latest update, Motsoaledi noted that there are a minimum of 14 cases in court that's contesting the execution of the government's strategy for universal health care. Now, joining us online is the spokesperson of COSANT, Zanele Sabela. Zanele, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon. Take us through the current situation, also the progress of the legal matters around this NHI.
Okay, so in terms of the legal matters, what has happened is the president and the minister have agreed to pause promulgating any parts of the NHI Act because you know that it was signed by the president in May of 2024. Mm. And so in terms of that, it is now law, but they have agreed to pause, you know, any promulgation of any section, because there are these, like you mentioned, there are these challenges, about 14 of them, that the law is, the act is actually facing. And so in terms of that, they have agreed to pause. But this, as we see it, just like the minister has said, doesn't preclude the minister going ahead to prepare for the NHI, because obviously it will take some time to prepare for the NHI, and so that, including that the building of about three hospitals, the budget did actually say there's money allocated for the building of seven hospitals. Mm. And so in terms of that, we don't see any problem in that, you know, he's steaming ahead to prepare, because there will be there will need to be like the hospitals, you know, there will need to be infrastructure development to get ready for the NHI.
Mm. Now, I do foresee this actually playing out in terms of the health sector in South Africa. You know, a lot of people say that the health sector is not ready. You mentioned now the president obviously made provisions for more hospitals to be built. But especially around the implementation of the NHI, and with these 14 legal cases as well, that's kind of against the implementation of NHI. How will this affect the health sector in South Africa and the implementation of NHI?
Okay, so the one thing I didn't mention was the fact that there is this pause that's been agreed, but then that is awaiting the Constitutional Court to actually make a ruling in May. It's making a ruling on two cases, one brought by the Board of Healthcare Funders and the other one brought by the Mayor of Cape Town, Ellen Windy. In terms of what they are alleging is the fact that, you know, they say there wasn't proper public consultation. And because of that, they're saying now it shouldn't go ahead because, you know, sections of it then will not be valid if the public consultation process wasn't done according to how it will be done. So those cases will be pronounced by the Constitutional Court in May. But then in the meantime, also the fact that there are 14 cases that are facing the NHI Act is actually also quite cumbersome. I mean, you can imagine the health department that has to be fighting case by case. So the president and the minister had requested that these be put together, like, you know, everyone come through, be on one side, because how is the Minister of Health and the DGA and everyone supposed to run the Department of Health or the health system in this country if they're always in court for 14 cases, which the minister has actually said it will delay the implementation of the NHI by at least 20 years, he foresees it, if, you know, all the 14 cases are allowed to go through everyone
So 20 years is quite a long time, and I think perhaps, you know, there are certain individuals who perhaps are not very much in favor of that NHI, and there's a lot of people who are very much in favor of NHI. So, you know, to drag this out for 20 years might play in favor of those individuals who are not in favor of that NHI, to try and delay it as far as possible. But we'll have to wait and see how the implementation of the NHI actually works in South Africa. For now, we are going to have to leave it there, Zanele. Thank you so much for giving us your time this afternoon.